Вы слушаете подкаст программ «Английский язык» по радио русской службы BBC. Подробнее об аудиопрограммах BBC, доступных для бесплатного скачивания и подкастинга, и правилах пользования на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway. English anyway. Yes, English anyway at all.
Hello. В сегодняшней программе вы услышите английские новости на всякий случай, в том числе о людях, переплывших Атлантический океан. Не потому, что они этого хотели, а потому, что были вынуждены. They had to. В английском языке модальный глагол must, должен, употребляется в прошедшем времени в двух формах. И сегодня мы поговорим об одной из них. А вот Анна, Кит, Майк и Мэгги. Обратите внимание на выражение What did you say? Что вы, ты сказал? И Why did you say that? Почему ты это сказал?
English anyway.
Yes, English anyway.
What did you say?
What did you say?
What did he say?
I said English anyway.
Why did you say that?
Why did he say that?
Yes, Keith, why did you say that?
I had to.
You had to?
He had to.
I had to say it.
You had to say it.
He had to say it.
That's extraordinary.
Anyway, it's true.
But why did you have to say it?
Yes, why did you have to say it?
I always say it. I always say which program it is.
Always?
Always.
Is it a rule?
Or is it a convention?
Is it a rule or a convention, Keith?
It's a convention, I suppose.
So you didn't have to say it?
It isn't a rule, so you didn't have to say it.
No.
He said it, but he didn't have to.
Называть программы – это не правило, а условность. Потому он не обязан был называть «he didn't have to say that». Анна объясняет, что она только что вплавь переплыла Темзу.
I've just swum the Thames.
Она не села ни в автобус, ни в такси, ни на поезд, потому что у нее не было денег на оплату проезда. Fair. Но вначале в эфире Мэгги.
Sit down, Мэгги.
No, thanks.
Okay, I'll stand up. Can you swim?
Yes, I can.
Where do you swim?
In the sea or in a swimming pool? I prefer the sea.
Mẹgì can swim.
And he prefers the sea.
I've swum in the Mediterranean. I've swum in the Pacific. And I've swum in the Atlantic.
Swim? Swum.
Sit down, Anna.
No, thanks.
Okay, I'll stand up. Can you swim?
Yes, I can. I've just swum the Thames.
Not the Mississippi.
Not the Ganges.
The Thames.
I've just swum the Thames.
Swim? Swum.
Congratulations. Why didn't you catch a bus?
Buses cross the Thames.
Why didn't you catch a train?
Trains cross the Thames.
Why didn't you catch a taxi?
Taxis cross the Thames.
Bus?
Taxi?
Train.
Catch a bus.
Catch a taxi.
Catch a train.
Why didn't you catch a bus, taxi, or train?
I couldn't afford the fare.
It was too expensive.
She couldn't afford it.
Afford what?
The fare.
Why?
It was too expensive.
The fare was too expensive.
A bus fare?
The price.
A taxi fare.
The price.
A train fare.
The price.
I couldn't afford the fare, so I had to swim.
Why didn't she walk across a bridge?
BBC English by Radio announced that had to is a past tense of must. I must go is the present. I had to go is the past. I must stop is the present. I had to stop is the past. Had to is a past tense of must. Thank you.
А теперь бюллетень новостей в программе «Английский на всякий случай». Гувер Эйзенхауэр-младший, американский корреспондент программы «Английский на всякий случай». В этот раз он промок до нитки. Soaking wet.
This is the English Anyway News. This is the English Anyway News Desk. Desk. Here is the good news of the world today. And the good news today is that there is no news.
No news.
No news.
Is good news.
And in the studio with me to discuss this good news is our American correspondent, Hoover J. Eisenhoover, Jr. He's wearing a huge overcoat and huge boots, and he's carrying a huge suitcase. Fortunately, he's huge, too. Sit down, Hoover.
No, thanks.
Okay, I'll stand up. Hoover, your overcoat is wet, soaking wet.
I know.
Your boots are soaking wet.
I know.
You're soaking wet, Hoover.
I know. I've just swum the Atlantic.
Well, that's good news.
I've just swum the Atlantic. I'm the first person ever to swim the Atlantic.
Congratulations. Why didn't you catch a plane?
I couldn't afford the fare, so I had to swim.
Has the fare gone up?
It has indeed, so I had to swim.
Did you carry your suitcase?
Yes, I did.
Why?
I had to.
You had to?
I couldn't leave it behind.
Of course not. And why are your clothes soaking wet, Hoover?
Wet?
Your clothes.
Oh, I wore them.
You wore your coat and boots?
I had to. I had to wear them. I couldn't get them in my suitcase.
It was full?
Yes.
He had to swim the Atlantic because he couldn't afford the fare. He had to swim the Atlantic because he couldn't afford the fare. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He couldn't come by.
Ему пришлось, он был вынужден, переплыть Атлантический океан. Он был вынужден нести свой чемодан, и он был вынужден носить одежду. Он не хотел этого, но был вынужден. Had to. Это выражение одно из двух употребляющихся в прошедшем времени в значении модального глагола must.
And remember, could is the past of can.
And couldn't is could not.
Could is the past of can.
Couldn't is the past of can't.
I usually come to work by bus.
I usually come to work by taxi.
I usually come to work by train.
I couldn't today.
I couldn't.
Neither could I.
Why not?
The train fares have gone up.
They've increased.
The taxi fares have gone up.
They've increased.
The bus fares have gone up.
They've increased.
Go up is the present.
Went up is the past.
And have or has gone up is the present perfect.
And go up means increase.
So I walked.
I walked.
And I walked.
Why did they walk?
I had to.
I had to.
We had to.
Did they want to?
No.
We
did
not.
We had to.
And why?
I had to walk because I couldn't afford the fare.
I couldn't afford the fare, so I had to walk.
Yes.
Yes, what?
I had to walk because I couldn't afford the fare.
That's why we had to walk. That's why. That's why. That's why we had to walk. That's why.
Им пришлось идти пешком, потому что у них не было денег на проезд, на билет. They couldn't afford the fare. Билеты подорожали. Gone up. Go up означает вырасти, подорожать, увеличиться.
BBC English by Radio repeat that had to is a past tense of must. He must sing slowly is the present. He had to sing slowly is the past. BBC English by Radio also point out that he had to becomes did he have to in the interrogative. Thank you.
Итак, мы возвращаемся в отдел новостей английского на всякий случай. На этот раз наш латиноамериканский корреспондент Пеле Смит прокомментирует ту хорошую новость, что новостей никаких нет. Слушайте внимательно вопросительные предложения с выражением «Did you have to?» Вы обязаны, должны, вынуждены были это сделать.
This is the English Anyway News. This is the English Anyway News Desk. Desk. Here is the good news of the world today. And the good news today is that there is no news.
No news.
No news.
Is good news.
And in the studio with me to discuss this good news is our Latin American correspondent, Pelé Smith. He's wearing a huge overcoat and huge boots, and he's carrying a huge suitcase. Fortunately, he's huge too. Sit down, Pelé.
No, thanks.
Okay, I'll stand up. Pelé. Your overcoat is wet, soaking wet.
I know.
Your boots are soaking wet.
I know.
You're soaking wet, Pelé.
I know. I've just swum the Atlantic.
Well, that's good news.
I've just swum the Atlantic. I'm the second person ever to swim the Atlantic.
Congratulations. Why didn't you catch a plane?
I couldn't afford the fare, so I had to swim.
Has the fare gone up?
It has indeed, so I had to swim.
Did you carry your suitcase?
Yes, I did.
Did you have to carry it?
Yes, I did.
You had to.
I couldn't leave it behind.
Of course not. And why are your clothes soaking wet, Pelé?
Wet?
Your clothes.
I wore them.
You wore your coat and boots? Did you have to wear them?
Yes, I did. I had to wear them. I couldn't get them in my suitcase.
It was full.
See.
Did he have to swim the Atlantic because he couldn't afford the fare? Did he have to swim the Atlantic because he couldn't afford the fare? Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, he couldn't come by.
Итак, одна из форм прошедшего времени глагола must – это had to. He had to go. I had to swim. И так далее. Вопросительное предложение звучит так. Did you have to go? Did you have to swim? Ответ, например, такой. Yes, I did. Или no, I didn't. Да, должен был. Или нет, не должен был. Очень скоро мы расскажем об отрицательной форме, после того, как Кит продемонстрирует, что означает выражение soaking wet.
Soaking wet. Soaking.
Oh!
Anna is now soaking wet.
Not wet, soaking wet.
Oh!
Mike is now soaking wet.
Not wet, soaking wet. Oh!
McGee is now soaking wet.
Not wet, soaking wet.
The question is...
And it's an interesting one.
Did Keith have to throw water over us?
Yes, it's an interesting question.
Was it necessary?
Was he compelled?
Was he forced?
Did he have to do it?
No, I didn't.
He didn't?
I didn't have to.
He didn't have to.
No, I wasn't compelled, I wasn't forced, and it wasn't necessary. I didn't have to throw water over you.
He didn't have to do it.
Итак, отрицательная форма. I didn't have to. А сейчас мы послушаем наши новости в последний раз. В этот раз мы обратимся к канадскому корреспонденту нашей программы. Его зовут Maple Leaf, или в переводе «кленовый лист».
This is the English Anyway News. This is the English Anyway News Desk. And the good news today is that there is no news.
No news,
no news
is good news.
And in the studio with me to discuss this good news is our Canadian correspondent, Mabel Leaf. She's wearing a huge overcoat and huge boots, and she's carrying a huge suitcase. Fortunately, she's huge too. Sit down, Mabel.
No, thanks.
Okay, I'll stand up. Mabel, your overcoat is wet. Soaking wet.
I know.
Your boots are soaking wet.
I know.
You're soaking wet, Mabel.
I know. I've just swum the Atlantic.
She had to swim the Atlantic because she couldn't afford the fare. He couldn't come by her.
Ну вот, на сегодня все. Всего доброго. До следующей программы «Английский на всякий случай».
English fast, English slow, English anyway. English high, English low, English anyway. English you can learn.
Другие обучающие программы по английскому языку на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway.